Thank you for contacting Arch for Housing Assistance. To help determine the best program for you and your needs, I have a short assessment I would like to complete with you. Are you homeless and in need of housing assistance, or are you behind on your rent?
Oh, no, I'm not behind on the rent. I actually had a notice to vacate the premises Friday on the 8th for no reason at all. So the cops actually came over here and they came over there and put me out. So since Friday, I had, I think, like $100. I wind up getting a motel room for the 2 days now, all the way up until Sunday. Now it's raining out. I'm sleeping in the car and my car window don't even go up. Yeah, I'm doing my, it's bad, man.
Okay.
Soaking wet already.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and take this assessment so we can get you up, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
May I have your first and last name?
Yes. Clyde Garrett. C-L-Y-D-E. G-A-R-R-E-T-T.
Okay. Okay, do you have an email address that you would like to provide?
No, I don't have none.
Okay.
I mean, but you could email my phone number, though. That's the only thing I have. I don't have an email address.
Okay, may I have your phone number?
Yes, 516-640-9810.
Okay. Okay, are you a veteran or a military dependent?
None.
May I have your date of birth?
October 7th, 1965.
In what city do you live in?
This is Perry County, Marion, Alabama.
And have you been laid off from work or lost employment?
Oh, yeah, I lost employment because I had a tenant-landlord problem.
And, okay.
You know, I couldn't go to work. I had to stay at the house and deal with that. It's a problem with the landlord because it's a maintenance problem. You know, I told her that something is wrong with the floor. And she didn't do nothing about it. She said, oh, no, the house is like that. So I wind up falling through the floor. And when we got somebody to fix the house up, it had nothing but mold under the house.
Okay. And have you applied for the Emergency Rental Assistance Program?
Yes. I applied for that. Let me see. They was going to give it to me. But the landlord didn't have the information that they wanted. So they said if the landlord opt out of that, we could send you the check straight up. But they never sent me the check. They never sent me the check.
Okay, so the assistance was never received by you or the landlord.
Right.
Okay. And did you receive an eviction notice during a time when there is an eviction moratorium in place?
No, I just received it March 28th, 2022.
Have you experienced a housing crisis as the result of COVID-19?
No.
Okay. And are you the head of the household or another family member?
I was a tenant.
Okay.
I don't even have family here. I'm really from New York, and I had moved out here 2018. And I've been in that house ever since.
Do you have a documented disability?
Yes.
And what is your monthly income?
$841.
Okay, and your case has been submitted, and you will receive a call, a follow-up call, within the next few days. And if you have any additional questions, please call this number back and select option 2, okay?
Oh, I thought it was for emergency. So you won't be able to help me today?
No, sir. You will receive a follow-up call within the next few days. But if you do have any more questions, call this number back and select option 2.
Okay, let me ask you one question. Do they have any shelters or anything around here?
I wouldn't have that information, sir. I apologize for that.
Okay, it's no problem, Dennis. Okay, so thank you, man. I'll just be waiting for the phone call.
Thank you for calling Alabama Rural Coalition, okay?
Okay, thank you.